Okay. Not too close. Not about up here.
Okay.
Give your name. Tell your name and where you live.
My name is David Toomey, and I come from Boston.
You learned it from your uncle.
And I learned it from my uncle, who I met, my uncle in Ireland, in County Kerry, Ireland. Can you say the words?
No, sing it.
Okay. Oh, I walked along Broadway, I've been down the Strand. I have seen the great highways and every land. But of all the fine cities, the likes I've not seen, as the road by the river that flows through Raheem. It is hallowed by memories of days that have gone. There have been many changes as time marches on, since I walked hand in hand with my darling Colleen, down the road by the river that flows in Raheem. I can see myself now as a garçon of four. When I try to look over the creeping half door, to watch the sun shine in the valley so green, and the road by the river that flows through Raheem, or to sit by the window whenever it would rain, with my little club nose patted up to the pane, sadly watching the rain as it made little streams down the road by the river that flows through Raheem.
I think that's all I sang before, is that right? Or do they have another verse?
I really can't think
of it. I think that was it.
I've got a decent job. I'm carrying brick and mortar, and my pay is 15 bob. I get up in the morning, rise up with the lark, and as I'm waltzing down the street, you can hear the girls remark, "Hello, Patsy Fagan." You can hear the girls all cry, "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, and no one can deny. Rare and tear and never make here a decent Irish boy." Well, if there's one among you would like to marry me, I'll take you to my little home across the Irish Sea. I'll dress you up in satins and make them understand that you're the wife of a rare and tear and decent Irishman. And then there's the chorus, and the last verse goes, "Well, since I left old Ireland, 'twas many years ago, I left my home in Kerry where the figs and praise grow. And since I left old Ireland, it always was my plan to let all the people know that I'm a decent Irishman. Hello, Patsy Fagan," you can hear the girls all cry. "Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, and no one can deny. And tear and didn't make it a decent Irish boy."
Bye.
I just got back from the county fair. I saw some squash, some pumpkins there. I saw some steers that are round and fat, some squashes as big as my old hat. I saw Mettie Jones, that's what I did. I bought her some ice cream and gingerbread. I bought her some popcorn and candy. 30, 40, 50 cents will go quite handy. I went around, clean around the track, and I did things up before I came back. did things up and I did them up brown and saw all the sights in the uptown. The Oakville band, they tooted and blew, they were all dressed up in suits of blue. Horse came out, they came out to race, while some could trot and others could pace. I said to the judge, if you wait by gall till I get out my own medal, I bet you I can distance the whole darn crowd. If a good fair start, I am allowed. Around the track, doll started to run, she knocked me o'er the fence by gum. Again she started around the track and bumped into, you can use any name. Up in the air, Sherma's 2 feet flew, she came down high, now I'll tell you. Sherma swore the digging's all right, but when she got up, she wanted to fight. She said she could lick me in just about a minute, but when we got at it, Sherma wasn't in it. Put her out in a one-shot clout, got put in jail, but I got bailed out. It cost me $40 in cost, I appealed the case, but again I lost. 30 or 40 cents don't go when you go down to see the Oakville show. It was in a concert garden when the fun was at its height. All was joyful and the wine began to flow. When someone cried, sit down, no. From a table in a corner, a young man slowly rose. He says, it's getting late, boys, I must go. When some cried, sat down, Jack, for the fun has just begun. As we sat with hat in hand, he thus replied, somebody's waiting for me, someone who loves me, I know. Somebody's wondering where I can be and what can be keeping me so. Somebody's heart is sad, waiting so patiently. There's a light shining by in the window tonight, for there's somebody waiting there for me. You have a sweetheart somewhere, one among them softly cried. Is she handsome, Jack Ray, introduce us to. If you come with me this evening, I will show her to you, boys. She's the only sweetheart that I ever knew. He led them to a cottage, pointed through a window pane, where a gray-haired lady sat with bowed down head. She's my sweetheart, she's my mother, she's my sweetheart, she's the one I meant tonight. So you see, I told the truth, boys, when I said, somebody's waiting for me, someone who loves me, I know. Somebody's wondering where I can be and what can be keeping me so. Somebody's heart is sad, waiting so patiently. There's a light shining bright in the window tonight, for there's somebody waiting there for me. I went to the country to spend my vacation. They told me the well water drinking would do. I had a red patch in the seat of my trousers, and when I stooped over, exposed it to view. The bull that was grazing at the red patch stood gazing, and in this case, what would any bull do? The bull, he would buck it, the red patch, he struck it, and I went down in the bucket that hung in the well. I've seen in my time some very funny folks, but the funniest of all I know is a colored individual, as sure as you're alive, he's black as any black crow. You may talk until you're tired, but you'll never get a word from this very funny queer old coon. He's a knock-kneed, double-jointed, hokey-pokey-poke, but he's happy when he whistles his tune. He whistles in the morning, and he whistles at night, and he whistles when he goes to bed. He whistles like a locomotive engine in his sleep, and he whistles when his wife was dead. He's an independent, free and easy, fat and greasy ham with a cranium like a big baboon. Oh, I've never seen him talk to anybody in my life, but he's happy when he whistles his tune.
A preacher went out hunting, 'twas on one Sunday morn. Of course 'twas against his religion, but he took his gun along. He shot himself some very fine quail and one little measly hare, and on his way toward home he met a great big grizzly bear. The bear sat down in the middle of the road, and he sat with a golden tree, The coon got so excited, he climbed up a cinnamon tree. The bear sat down upon the ground, the coon climbed out on a limb. He raised his head to the Lord in the skies, and these words he said to him. Oh Lord, do you save Daniel from the lion's den? You saved Jonah from the belly of the whale. Now it's good, Lord, I declare. Now, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sakes, don't you help that bear. I'm so hoarse I can't. Oh, birdie, what did Mama say when she was called to heaven away? She told me always to be good and never, never go astray. Come, birdie, come and kiss me good night. For me, my evening prayers have said. I'm tired now and sleepy too, so tuck me in my little bed. There was a man whose name was Cable. He bought a goat just for the stable. One day the goat, too prone to dine, ate a red shirt from off the line. Then Cable to the goat did say, your time has come, you die this day. He took him to the railroad track, and there he bound him on his back. The train it came, the whistle blew, the poor goat knew his time was due. But then with an awful shriek of pain, he coughed up the red shirt and flagged the train. Inti minti tippity fig, delia dama nama nig, haicha paicha dama naicha on pon tusk. Tusk in, tusk out, tusk around the water spout. Half a peach, half a plum, half a pound of tutti frutti chewing gum. Out goes you. Old father's gone to market town, he's up before the day. Someone's after robin's nest and the men are making hay. Polly, Polly, the cows are in the corn. Polly, Polly, the cows are in the corn. I don't care about farm relief. It doesn't cost me any grief. I got 10 acres of sugar cane, got a lot of corn and wheat and grain, got a horse and a plow and a mule and a cow, and I'll get along somehow. The signboard where the old road forks, it says it takes you to New York. For an hour or two I sat up there, but it didn't take me anywhere. Get a horse and a cow and a mule and a plow, and I'll get along somehow. I live in Scutneyville, down beside the old mill. My name is Joshua Ebenezer Fry. I drove the old bay into town the other day. Hitched him down beside the railroad track. I tied him good and strong until the train had come along. I haven't seen the wagon or the old horse since. Well, a swan, I must be getting on. Giddy up, Napoleon, it looks like rain. Well, I'll be damned if the butter ain't churned. Calling when you're over to the farm again. I've seen bunco men, I generally get the best of them. I met a couple on the Boston train. They said, hey there, I says, stay there. Run right along with your old skin game. Well, a swan, I must be getting on. A giddy-up Napoleon, it looks like rain. Well, I'll be switched if the hay ain't pitched. To calling when you're over to the farm again. Old Dan McGrew once went into a lawyer's office bold. The lawyer there was a lady fair, she was nursing a 1-year-old. He says, miss, don't be perplexed, I have lots of time. She looked up and says, you're next, and he began to chime. Oh, show me the way to go home, I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. Wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you will always hear me singing this song, show me the way to go home. Jack McCann once took a man up in his aeroplane. He looped a loop, and he looped a loop, and he looped a loop again. As the passenger mopped his brow, then the flyer cried, what else can I show you now? And his passenger replied, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago, and it's gone right to my head. wherever I may roam, on land or sea or foam, you will always hear me singing this song, show me the way to go home.